Hi there, radio gang folks. It's 3 o'clock and we welcome you to the Radio Variety Hour here on the Mr. Mark Show. We have the weather forecast for you, but it's so depressing we thought we'd read an escapist diversionary bedtime story instead. And you will nod off at the wheel of one of these newer model automobiles, slide off the shoulder of the new elevated freeway just over the Allentown Canyon, and plummet well over 4,000 feet into an imaginary playground of the mind called Gumby Land, where all the radios play middle-of-the-road music in association with commercial merchandising, which we don't do. But I have to stop here and read a spot announcement. Attention listeners, if you like Mexican food, come to the new Mexican restaurant that opens its doors this week. Casa Mia is the only Mexican restaurant in town located inside a flying command bomber that never lands. In a national emergency, you can enjoy hot or mild mezcal steaks and burritos, napkin tacos, and living statues of saints who would seem to come to life and take your order. This holiday, take the special shuttle helicopter run up to the giant crash landing dock where your table is waiting because the president doesn't like Mexican food. And the aircraft cost $250 million, so why waste it? We have the weather forecast here for you, but we're trying not to do it. A New Jersey man calls up. He gets the show way out there, and he's trying to get satisfaction. He has been ripped off by a confusing product ripoff or consumer swindle. It seems he bought a lawnmower that supposedly worked as a snowblower too, but he didn't realize that his wife, having drunk the juice of the Pennsylvania state berry, a sleepwalking, deadly bloodroot found in these eastern woods, she became a murderous nightclub dancer and danced out there on the telephone wire, meaning no harm. He cut the wire, and she fell harmlessly onto a mattress truck, which crashed into his house and killed him. When she woke up, it was all a dream, and he was still alive, so she stabbed him to death, all because of a faulty snowblower. What can you do about it? What can any of us do, really, in this crazy, mixed-up world where the problems of two little people don't amount to a hill of beans? I gotta go. The Mr. Mark Show goes on at this hour. In the background right now, Super Sister, and I gotta talk and say that I am your musical disc jockey, and we have an unbearable parable for you at this hour with a moral that explains exactly how you should live. Once upon a time, there was a foolhardy local resident who thought she could ignore radio safety tips about boiling water. She ignored the radio safety tips, and water molecules went wild, splitting into their component atoms and changing the woman into a 50-foot waitress made of antimatter, surrounded by an aura of truth. And she lost all her customers because of fear and had to go to work in Hollywood hosting a show about female wrestlers, and the 50-foot waitress always won. Why? All because she ignored radio safety tips. Here comes one now. For safety, never put live poisonous snakes in a tiny peanut butter jar and give it to a friend to open as a joke. The reason? In that cramped space, those live snakes will swallow each other until only two gigantic snakes are left, and they will fall in love and hatch 4 dozen ravenous baby snakes and grow irritable. If you must put live poisonous snakes in a tiny peanut butter jar, give it to an experienced authority figure, such as a borough tax collector or corrupt priest. The moral of the parable is explained in the following analytical footnote. Once upon a time, a fisherman, insulted by a Navy admiral, vowed revenge and caught a 400-foot whale shark and sicked it on the admiral's flagship. The whale shark swallowed that flagship, and the admiral on board didn't realize it. Getting dark so suddenly, he just naturally believed they had been pulled down to the bottom of the sea by suction, so he gave up clothing and all agriculturally grown food and became a water-breathing reptile man, and the whale shark fell in love with him and hatched 4 dozen reptile babies. I'm your radio man. The Mr. Mark Show goes on with a moralistic thrust. WMUH Allentown. The Mr. Mark Show springs into another season as a pall of hellish cold and darkness falls across our listening range. Coincidence? Maybe. But I've got a letter here from a man or a woman who thinks different. Dear Mr. Mark, thank you for playing the songs that remind me of the time I burned a flag on the roof of the county courthouse by accident while wiring up their TV antenna so the city council could watch adult cable. A chance drop of water from a leaking espionage satellite fell into the live wires, and I was thrown somehow, some way, into a parallel world where Bigfoot gorillas have taken over big government. When I awoke, I found it was no dream. That's when one of these giant Sasquatch apes showed me the charred flagpole where Old Glory had once waved. How did I know I was breaking the law? P.S. In cold weather, try this. Pour boiling water all over the engine and step on the gas. Try it. I'm curious. Signed, Eddie. Dear Eddie, thanks for the kind words. The Mr. Mark Show radio theme of the Goodwill 90s is how to get those rich upper echelon radio guys to quit weaseling out of their fair share of taxes. We know how to do it through the use of dangerous and illegal subvocal harmonies, which scramble the nervous system and result in criminal behavior and jail. You can help tax cheaters escape jail by turning them in. Don't give us your real name. Just give us a hint. We have an old-fashioned tale of the Wild West told to us by a real cowboy named Steve. Once upon a time on the prairie, an Indian named Paco fell upon an unmarked grave and a fortune in stolen uranium, which they needed back at the fort to run that big cannon, the really big one. So he mounted a wild buffalo and rode through a hail of gunfire to Fort Gunther to talk to the West's only redskin colonel, a Navajo named Lincoln, who was so tall and so heavily bearded, people thought he was a white man. A tale of yesteryear. Some say it was only a legend, but others say it was utterly false. I'm Mr. Mark.